谢谢弟兄帮我们读神宝贵的话语。And then we also welcome all the youth again.
我们继续欢迎在我们当中的年轻人。
Well, starting this year, we once again we focus on the topic of a family.
我们继续的把重心放在我们的那个专题，就是对家庭的。
A love in a home or love in a family.
在许多是在家庭的建造。
And in May and June, we are going to focus on another sermon series.
在五月到六月，我们会有一系列的讲章是在家庭的这个爱方面的。
Well, I give a name, letting love nest in a home.
就是家是爱之窝。
This is our vision.
这是我们的意向。
Maybe you think, you know, the church is crazy.
你可能想教会是不是疯了？
You try to achieve something that is impossible.
你好像觉得是要达到一个不可能的事情吗
？I give up long time ago.
我很早就放弃了。
But I'm going to tell you, this is our vision.
我想告诉你，这就是我们的意向。
This is the very heart of our Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father.
这就是我们上帝的心意，他的目标。
This is the exact giant we need to fight.
这就是那种我们特别要为此来征战的地方。
And this is the exact Jordan River we need to cross.
这个就真的是好像是那个约旦河我们要跨过去的。
Well, today I'm going to talk about building a home with God's love.
我今天要讲的题目主题是家是爱之窝。
Let me ask you this question: Who is responsible for this job?
我想问谁是要负责任的呢
？Who's responsible for this job？
谁应该为这个爱的家来负责任的呢
？Of course, if you own a family, if you are part of the family member, then you are automatically responsible for your own home.
当然，你如果是有一个家，你在家庭中当中，你就自然的要负起家庭的责任。
But the standard answer is, it is everybody's responsibility.
是我们每个人的责任。
Everybody's responsibility.
每一个人的责任。
Maybe you say I'm single.
你说我是单身呢。
I don't have a home.
我没有家呀。
But you can help one another to build a godly home.
可是你可以帮助别人，互相帮助来建立一个家。
Well, eventually we are in a bigger family of God.
不管你是在大家庭，在神的大家庭里面也是一样。
Well, maybe this afternoon you fall into one of these two categories.
我们今天下午要看两件的事情。
The first category, you may be the person or the people that your family does not, you're not in need.
有一整的家庭就是你好像觉得不需要，没有太大的特殊的需要。
Hey, every day is, you wake up with a smile and everything is perfect in your home.
你说我天天起来，哎呀，我都欢笑，一切都很好，家里面。
And you smell roses every day.
你天天好像闻到玫瑰花香。
I praise God for you.
感谢神，为主感谢你。
But if this is your situation,
如果这个是你的现在的状况的话呢？
May I ask you to reach out and to welcome all those people who are in need?
我可不可以请你常常去帮助那些有需要的人呢？
You open your home and include those people in need. You embrace them and you love them.
你把家打开，欢迎那些有需要的人进来，拥抱他们，爱他们。
Include them into a bigger family of love.
把他们放在这个大家庭有爱的一个大家庭里面
Because ultimately we are brothers and sisters
他们就是我们的弟兄姐妹
We are so deep in relationship through Jesus Christ
因为耶稣基督我们的关系真的是很深的
Maybe you fall into the next category
可能你是第二种情况第二种情况
You are the family in need
你可能是家里有特别的需要
Well you have some need
你有一些需要
Maybe marriage issues, maybe the generational issues.
可能你的婚姻的问题了，可能几代就是之间的问题了。
But may I also invite all of you?
我也想邀请大家。
Build your home, don't give up.
不要放弃，继续的建人造你的家。
Join a small group.
加入小组。
Be loved by others.
被接纳别人对你的爱。
Don't just stop here.
不要就停在这边。
If indeed you still have something to offer,
你如果你也还有可有些东西你可以给予的。
Maybe you are in need, but you still think that something you can offer.
你可能是有需要，但是你还是想到你有可以帮助别人的。
Maybe just a little bit, you just offer to the needy people.
可能就是一点点，你还可以给有需要的人。
You can may as well just reach out and welcome and include all those people who are in need.
你也可以照样的，你可以去帮助别人，去传福音，跟人家大家在一起来相爱。
Let us imagine something beautiful now.
让我们来想象一个很美的场面。
You know, I was amazed about something at my front door some years ago.
在许多年前，我有一件事情让我觉得很开心的。
I personally witnessed a birds start building a nest.
我可以见证，就是有那个鸟在我们的那个门前筑窝。
I see the papa bird and the mama bird, and they come together and they lay eggs.
有这个鸟爸爸、鸟妈妈，还有那些小孩，他们在一起，在一个窝里面。
And they hatch the eggs, and then the eggs start bursting out and into little birdies.
它里面还有一些鸟蛋，然后那个鸟蛋就孵出小鸟出来。
And so excited that one day you don't see those little birdies in the nest.
哇，你好，过一段就看它里面又有那些小鸟在那个里面了。
Those tiny little birds are flying around freely.
哇，那一些的小鸟真是好可爱的，可以飞。
And each and every day, you are so excited and you are amazed about the building of the nest.
哇，每天都在那边高高兴兴在那边做那个鸟窝。
How many of your homes have this kind of experience?
你们家里面有没有这样子的经历啊？就是有做鸟窝，有看到有鸟窝在你们家做的。
Good for you.
太好了。
This is God's creation and a beautiful sight.
这是上帝的创造，真的很美。
And I'm also amazed something else.
我也还有一些事情让我感到很惊讶。
You see, the nest and the birds are so vulnerable.
你说那个小鸟啊，其实他们是很容易受伤的。
I'm amazed how they survive.
我就在想，他们怎么可以生存下来
？They are so vulnerable. How can they survive?
他们是很脆弱、很小的，很容易受伤害的。
By looking at the birds.
但是你看到那些鸟
，We think of ourselves.
我们就想到我们自己。
We use lots of energy to build our homes.
我们也是 很用爱心想去建造我们这个爱的窝。
You give out so much for your family.
我们真的为家庭付出了很多。
But yet we don't know that how vulnerable our family is.
你知道家庭有多脆弱吗
？You know, out there, you know, according to statistics, you know, the divorce rates are rising.
现在外面世界的这些危险现象哈，就是有这个离婚率一直的持续上涨了，还有夫妻分居两地了这一些。
You know the temptation without and within are so great.
这外面的诱惑非常的大。
You are fighting the world out there, and you are fighting the sin in there.
你在外面好像在抵挡这世界的诱惑，你在里面也在跟你内心的罪恶来征战。
If our homes are not protected, we are so vulnerable that we cannot believe it.
如果我们的家不得到好好的保护的话，我们也是很容易被摧毁的。
But we are amazed how those vulnerable little things can survive.
但是我们看到那一些那么小的那一些的脆弱的都可以能够生存。
We need to ask why.
我们要问，我们看到我们要 why 为什么
？Why?
为什么
？My answer is.
我的回答是。
They have wisdom.
他们有智慧。
They know how to build a nest in the proper place.
他们知道怎么样把那个鸟巢、那个鸟窝建在一个安全的地方。
You know the bird's nest, where does the bird's nest lay on? You know?
他们一般都把它建在什么地方，你知道吗
？You know, in your house, the front porch, there's a little porch, the cover there.
所以在你们家的时候，它常常是建在你的屋檐底下。
And then you have the pillar that stand against it.
你有那些东西给它遮盖。
And when you look at it, there the cover and the pillar, there's a little gap in between.
你看看他们就是在那个间隙当中有支撑点，上面有盖，就在那个小小的地方，他们建那个窝。
I bet you will never look at that corner.
你真的是很奇妙，他们会这样做。
But in the bird's eyes, they see it.
你可能有时候没有注意，但是你可以看得到。
That's the perfect spot you build the nest.
哦，他们就是在那么一个玩，那么一个好的地方。有时候你可能没有注意到那么一个小小的地方，他们做了一个窝。
No matter it's sunshine or rain or what kind of weather.
不但是气，不管气候怎么样的清晰。
And no matter it's the crawling animals or the birds in the sky.
不管是那么上面那些大的那些鸟在飞，或者下面一些捕食动物要来侵袭它们。
This little nest is well covered.
哇，这一个小小鸟窝就完全给遮盖了。
You think they are vulnerable, but they're not.
你想他们是很容易脆弱的，很容易摧残的，但是他们不是。
Why?
为什么呢？
They have wisdom to build their nest.
他们有智慧把这个鸟窝建在一个对的地方。
There's a quote from J.S. Bryan.
这有一个 J.S. Bryan 说的话。
It says, "Many men can make a fortune, but very few can build a family."
哦，他讲说许多人可以去赚这个钱，但是他们却没有办法来好好的建立一个家。
Now she's being very kind. When I said man, it's actually a man.
A man. 男人。
Many men can make a fortune, but very few can build a home.
很多男人很会赚钱，但是他们却没有办法去建造一个家。
Maybe this is true.
可能这是真的。
We need wisdom.
我们需要智慧。
Sometimes we do so much for the home, but we do not get the same return from the family.
有时候我们真的为家做了很多，但是好像得不到回报。
So that we need to be wise and smarten up.
我们真的需要很有智慧，聪明。
The Bible says this also.
圣经也这样说。
The beginning, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
And knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
认识至善者便是聪明。
How do we get wisdom of building up our own home?
我们怎么样有智慧来建造我们的家呢？
The Bible clearly says the fear of the Lord.
圣经上很清楚地告诉我们要敬畏耶和华。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So first of all, when we talk about how to build a home that's full of love,
所以我们要考虑怎么样建造的时候呢，我们首先就是要考虑要完全有这个爱。
We need to have wisdom.
我们需要有智慧。
But where does the wisdom come from?
但是智慧从哪里来呢？
By fearing the Lord.
就是敬畏神。
Therefore, the Lord, fearing the Lord is the most important thing in a family. First thing first.
敬畏上帝是家庭里面最重要、最重要的一件事情。
But the next question you may ask is that, how can I be fearing of the Lord?
那第二个问题就是你会讲，我要怎么样才是敬畏耶和华呢？
Well, this is perhaps the time we want to look at our future at this time.
我们现在可以展望将来。
One day, all the Christians will have to face this.
有一天，所有的基督徒都要面对这个。
We have to be responsible and make ourselves accountable to God.
我们必须，我们是有责任要去信任、相信我们的神。
When we see God,
当我们看神的时候
，as children of God,
我们是上帝的儿女的时候
，the judgment is this.
那个就是审判就是这样的。
The judgment is based on what we do on earth.
审判是我们在地上我们做的什么。
As a Christian,
作为基督徒来说，我们怎么行的
？More specifically, is that
很具体的是。
God is going to look at you as a father.
上帝要看你作为一个父亲。
Have you done a job like a godly father?
你所做的是不是像一个敬畏上帝的父亲呢？
We need to be accountable to God as a father.
我们要完完全全在上帝面前要来倚靠神，我们是做一个好的父亲。
And for wives,
智慧聪明。
If you are wives and then you stand before God.
如果你聪明，你有智慧，你站立在神的面前。
This is the honest truth that you, as wife, you need to stand before God and be accountable of a wife.
如果你是做妻子的话，你要在神面前要做合神心意的那样的一个妻子的角色。
Likewise, young people.
年轻人的智慧怎么算呢？
You are young, but you also need to be responsible and make that accountable to God.As the children,
你虽然年轻，你同样也是在家里面有责任，做一个在神面前做一个好的年轻人，对的年轻人。
Other Christians, likewise, father-in-law, mother-in-law are the same.
好，其他的像应诺的这些岳父岳母啊，婆婆公公都是一样。
Do you live out, or are you responsible to be the role that you are assigned to be?
你是不是尽了你自己应尽的本分呢？
On that day, do you know how God would ask you questions?
到那一天，上帝会怎么问你，你知道吗？
Do you know what kind of questions God will ask you as a father?
你作为父亲，你知道上帝会怎么样问你吗？
Do you know exactly the questions God will ask you?
你真的知道那一个问题他要问的吗？
And as wives, do you know exactly the questions God will ask you as wives?
作为太太的，你知道在上帝面前，上帝他真的要怎么样问你吗？
Likewise, children, in-laws.
同样的，小孩或者那些岳父岳母、婆婆公公一样。
Who live in the home?
在住在一个家里面的。
I hope by now you can see and actually sense that every single one, Christians, we need to be accountable of what we're doing on earth.
我们今天盼望今天在一起，我们每一个人的角色不同，但是我们知道我们在神面前我们要负责任。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
After all, the wisdom is this.
不管怎么样，智慧就是这样。
You see your end by living wisely on earth.
你看你在地上要有智慧的去生活。
If you don't know the answer, find the answers quickly.
如果你找不到那个答案的话，快点寻找这个答案。
Because we still have chance.
因为你还有机会。
What was I talking about was only an imagination on that day.
你要想象将来的那一天。
So we can live wisely on earth now.
所以想到将来有审判的那一天，我们现在要有智慧的在地上来生活。
In this month, starting in May,
这一个月从五月份开始
I designed a sermon series as building a loving home.
我制定了一套一系列的就是家是爱之窝的讲道。
Let us visualize this.
让我们能够来看一看。
We build a home like a typical house or home, like a building.
我们想象有一个这个一个典型的这么一个家。
In your mind, there is a house, there is a structure in there.
我们想象一下，在你们家里面有一个那个样的家里面有一些的结构。
And this is exactly the home that God desires it to be.
这就是上帝来设定的一个家。
As we go into the home,
当我们进到家里面的时候呢
，We'll look at different rooms.
我们看见每个不同的房间。
We'll look at the kitchen.
我们会看厨房。
Kitchen is actually a symbolic place of a motherhood.
其实厨房就是好像是一个母亲同在的一个地方。
How many of your wives want to occupy kitchen?
好多多少你们的妻子们愿意常常在厨房里面。
If you cook, you don't want anybody to come in and interrupt it.
如果你在炒菜做饭的时候，你不想任何人进来。
But when I talk about kitchen, it's a symbolic place of motherhood.
当我们讲到厨房的时候，它是一个象征，好像是有一个母亲发挥她的角色的地方。
Just as we think of food, we think of mother.
我们想到吃的，我们就会想到妈妈。
So next week, Reverend Peter Au will speak on the kitchen.
所以下周欧牧师会讲到这个厨房。
Don't miss it. You have to come in with everybody and look at the godly kitchen. What kind of mother that God wants her to be?
你不要错过这个机会，这个厨房是一个神圣的地方，展现母亲的爱的地方。
And then we also go into the study room.
我们就会到这个书房去。
Study rooms is a symbolic place of a fatherhood.
这个书房也是一个象征的地方，好像是父亲在那边的地方，父亲的角色。
You know, a typical study room is full of books, and you have a big table, and there's a little lamp on there. And you also imagine a father sitting there, thinking something or reading something.
一个典型的书房，你看到那边有很多书，有桌子，然后有台灯，然后你想象爸爸就坐在那看书，然后在思考许多问题。
We invited Reverend Grover Crosby, who's in his 70s, will talk about fatherhood.
我们会邀请英文堂的Pastor Grover 来讲这个父亲的角色。
And you sit down with the fatherhood image and learn how to be a godly father.
你可以在那边看一看应该父亲的角色是怎么样，然后思想怎么样成为一个敬畏神的父亲。
And then I'll lead you into the bedroom.
然后会带领你们到这个卧房去。
The bedroom is a symbolic place of a marital intimacy.
这个卧房当然就是象征着夫妻恩爱的一个地方。
I will show you exactly how an intimate couple should do in the bedroom.
我会来告诉你们，真的恩爱的夫妇在这个卧房的时候应该是怎么来做的。
Regardless, in whatever way.
不管哪一层面。
And in June 22nd, I invited Reverend James Wong from Scarborough Chinese Baptist Church to come and speak to us.
在六月二十二号，我找了Chinese Baptist Church, 中国进金星会的牧师传道来讲这个。
Yeah, on that day is the married a rededication day.
那一天正好六月二十二号是一个成定婚约的主日。
And then finally, we'll go into the living room.
啊，最后我们就会来到这个客厅。
Living room is a symbolic place of togetherness of a family.
客厅就是象征着一家人在一起团聚的地方。
Where you sense guests are welcome in your home.
你会是不是欢迎许多客人进来呢？
And different generations will come together.
而且不同的这几代的会集中在一起到客厅。
Well, especially the three generations.
特别是三代同堂。
I invited Reverend H.N. Mack to speak on the topic of how to live as three generational home.
我邀请了麦牧师来特别讲三代同堂。
I hope that he can make it because Reverend Mrs. Mack, she's currently maybe sick.
不知道他到时候会不会可以，因为现在得知麦师母病了，得了癌，有这个癌症。
So first of all, let us review the first point.
好，现在我们来看第一点。
We need God in our home.
我们家里面需要上帝。
And fearing God is seeing that one day we will be accountable to God.
我们敬畏神就是要知道我们下次要在神面前来交账。
So that we smart enough to be a Christian father, mother, and all the family members likewise.
如果我们聪明的话，我们就要做好的基督徒的父亲母亲。
Relying on God is so important.
我们仰望神，依靠神非常的重要。
There will be all kinds of situations and rough rides.
我们真的是有许多的不同的状况在旁边会发生。
Sometimes we feel that we are like a tumbler.
有的时候我们像一个不倒翁一样。
You know, a tumbler is very easy to move and it looks so vulnerable.
那个不倒翁就好像是两边的摇摆，看上去非常的弱。
But also the tumbler has a very stable base.
但是那个不倒翁它有一个下面有一个很强壮的一个底部。
And some weight and some centeredness that you can rely on.
那个重量都集中在那个底部。
Every time you are shaken by the outside circumstance, it doesn't matter because eventually you will come back.
所以我们不论外面的环境怎么样的摇摆我们、摧垮我们，没有关系，到最后我们还会站稳。
If we put God first and we ask that God, you be my guidance in the home.
如果我们是真的是相信神，我们把神放在我们家里作为一个保护者的话
，This is the best of home security.
这就是最好最好的家庭保安。
Because nothing can shake you.
就没有别的东西可以摇动我。
Even though you are be shaken, you will not be fall.
尽管你是被这些环境来摇动，但是最后你不会倒下去。
Let us pour our heart and pray together that God, you be to my home.
让我们真的掏心来跟神来祷告，说神啊，你在我们家里居首位。
And the second of all, we need to build walls around our premise.
另外，我们是要用这个祷告来做这个城墙。
We build walls.
我们建造城墙。
Around our houses.
在我们家里面建造城墙。
When you look at your bulletin, let's read the passage together.
当你看这个的时候，我们一起来读这段经文。
Point number two. I especially ask all the English-speaking youth to read with me.
第二个 point 呢，我们真的是邀请所有的年轻人来一起来读英文。
Nehemiah chapter 2 verses 17 to 18. Okay, all those who can speak English, try read the passage in English with me. Okay, come, let us rebuild the wall of Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. So they began this good work.
好，尼希米记二章十七十八节说：“来吧，让我们重建耶路撒冷的城墙，免得我们再受凌辱，如是他们奉允做这善工。”
God lead me into this passage.
上帝把我带领到这节经文里面。
And see this picture.
我看到这一个照片，好像一个图画。
You and I are in the society statistics.
你看到这个社会上这些的状况。
When we talk about what happened in the world, it happened in us.
我们看到世界上发生什么时候，实际上也发生在我们身上。
Sometimes Christians are being accused that we shouldn't be in the statistics.
有时候基督徒好像是就是被控告说我们不应该是这样做。
But we have to admit we are in the statistics.
但是实际上我们要承认我们真的也在这个里面。
The world's problem is it's right here.
最糟糕的事情在世界上发生的，在我们这边也发生。
But there's one big difference.
但是有一个不同的是。
The world without Lord Jesus Christ
世界他们没有耶稣基督。
They are heading to vanity and darkness.
他们真的是不敬畏神，他们就是一种不敬虔的生活。
There is no salvation. There is no cure for them.
所以他们没有救恩，他们没有这个保障。
But what about us Christians?
但是我们基督徒怎么样呢？
We still have trouble sometimes in our home.
我们家里面是有很多问题的。
And people ask us, "Are you worthy to be a Christian because you have problem in your home?"
有的人说你是不是合格做一个基督徒？你家里面这么多的问题。
Oh, let me say this.
我这样说。
Our destiny is totally different.
这个是完全不同的。
We are heading to recovery.
我们真是会最后会来复原的。
We are heading to the likeness.
我们是对着这个向着光明走的。
We have cure and we have salvation in us.
我们里面有神的救恩。
We are the outpatient.
我们
是出院的病人。
啊，我们是出院的病人。
我们从这个世界是有病的，但是我们被医好了，慢慢在康复。
Okay, we're sick, but we're recovering.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, good.
Don't be ashamed that.Your home has a problem.
你家里有问题，你不要觉得很羞辱。
The direction of having Jesus Christ in your home and without Jesus Christ is entirely different.
有耶稣基督和没有耶稣基督是太不一样了。
So don't be ashamed and don't give up. Build a home with Jesus Christ's love in it.
所以不要害怕，不要害羞，我们来用耶稣的爱来建造这个爱的窝。
There's an English historian named Edward Gibbon.
啊，有一个就是英文的人叫做 Edward Gibbon.
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 Some of you smart people, you may know that he wrote a book, a multi-volume. It says that the history of the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
啊，他写了一本书，一系列的哈，就是非常有名的，叫《罗马帝国衰亡史》。
Of his study, he studied that why a Roman Empire was so strong and so mighty. How come they fall and they decline? Why?
他在研究写的时候，他说罗马帝国是那么强大，那么强大的一个帝国，它为什么会衰败呢？为什么呢？
One clear single message stands out.
他最后看到一个很清楚的一幅事情。
Because of the disintegration of a family.And marriage saw the decline of the Roman Empire.
是一个很重要的原因，就是因为家庭和婚姻衰败，所以整个这个帝国后来就衰败了。
The enemies are tearing down walls.
所以那个敌人就把那个城墙把它摧垮了。
Walls to protect, supposed to protect the family.
那个城墙是应该是来保护家庭的。
And people think that this is okay, so they tear down the walls.
所以他们就认为没问题，最后就把这个以为没问题，最后这个城墙给摧垮了。
They redefine everything.
他们就把一切都放下了。
Redefine the definition of marriage.
他们完全不正视这个婚姻的定义。
Define.The traditional, the biblical definition of marriage.
他们完全摧垮了圣经原本的对婚姻的定义。
So on and so on, the enemies tear down walls.
最后仇敌就把这个城墙摧垮。
So the families are destroyed by the enemies without any protection.
所以家庭就没有任何防守的时候就被仇敌给摧垮了。
How you can build a nest that is so safe? You need wisdom.
你怎么可以建造一个爱的窝呢？这个需要智慧。
Wisdom comes from the word of the Lord.
智慧来自于上帝的话。
The wall meaning is the written word of the Lord. The written word.
这个城墙就是上帝写的话。
We need it so badly.
我们真的特别的需要神的话。
The written word says how to be a godly father.
这个书上有写怎么样成为一个敬畏上帝的父亲。
It spells out so clearly, loud and clear.
它里面写的非常的清楚，非常的仔细。
How to be a godly wife?
怎么样成为一个敬畏神的妻子
？How to be godly children?
怎么样成为敬畏神的儿女
？How to be godly in-laws?
怎么样成为敬畏神的 in-laws?
The three generations will live together peacefully because everybody relies and respects God's word.
三代同堂可以在这边平安的生活，是因为大家都。信神的话，遵守神的话。
So building up the wall means that we need the word of God to protect us.
所以建造城墙是我们需要神的话来保护我们。
Also, this wall will define who we are.
这就是我们
define
定
义
定义
define who we are 对我们有定义
对我们有定义。
Within the wall is the nation of Israel.
在这个城墙的那个里面，本来有原来讲到这个以色列的他们的那个历史。
The word of God defined who we are.
上帝的话定义我们是谁。
And the God words define who we are not.
上帝的话也定义我们不是谁。
So the wall stands for protection.
所以那个城墙是保护我们。
And also the word of God is a boundary.
神的话也是一个界限。
Define who we are in the Lord.
保护我们在里面。
Then how do we build? How can we build a wall?
我们怎么来建造城墙呢？
Maybe it looks like Mission Impossible.
好像觉得不太容易。
For you, you look at me.
你看着我。
Probably you don't blink, but you know that Pastor Stephen, it's impossible. I tell you.
你可能说父牧师不可能。
You ain't seen nothing yet.
你什么都看还没看见。
It's so bad you cannot imagine.
你不知道我们糟到什么地步。
But let us think this way.
那我们这样想。
When we look at the Great Wall in China.
当我们在中国看到中国的长城的时候。
How can Chinese build a Great Wall?
中国人怎么能建造那样子的宏伟的长城呢？
It's impossible.
是不可能的。
But how do you build a Great Wall?
那他们怎么造的呢？
It's one brick at a time.
他们是一个砖一个砖的，一次一次一个砖一个砖砌起来的。
We need to build a wall, and we need to build a wall now.
我们如果要建造城墙，我们现在就要开始建造。
We need to build a wall together.
我们要一同的来建造。
With your small groups.
我们要小组一同来建造。
With other families.
跟其他家庭一起。
With the word of God.
要用神的话来建造。
We need to trust in the Lord.
我们应该相信神。
And one day our home will be revived.
有一天我们的家庭要复兴。
May the Lord bless each one of us here.
求神赐福给大家。
May all the parents be a godly example of the next generation.
愿意所有的父母都成为下一代的一个敬畏上帝的榜样。
Because in children's eye, their parents are the first God.
因为像小孩的印象里面，他们的父母最初他们的眼中的父母就像上帝一样。
They understand God because they understand first from their parent.
他们明白认识神是因为他们首先去明白他们的父母讲的话。
In 1 John Chapter 4, 12 says,
在约翰一书四章十二节说
No one has ever seen God.
从来没有人见过神
But if we love one another,
但我们若彼此相爱
God lives in us.
爱神的心
And his love is made complete in us.
爱神的心就得以完全
Let me read it smoothly. No one has ever seen God. But if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us.
从来没有人见过神，但我们若彼此相爱，爱神的心就得以完全。
你看到父母是可以让子女看到神的。You can let your children see God through your love.
You have already said.
You need to repeat that.
Yeah, you need.
You need to let your children see God in your relationship.
在你们的关系当中，你要让小孩看见神。
This is our vision to constantly setting up examples on God-fearing attitude and obey His words.
这就是我们的意向，我们要不断的建立这一个敬畏上帝的一个榜样。
Start to do it.
开始做起来吧。
Don't give up.
不要放弃。
Let us all stand up and build our home together.
让我们起来一起建造城墙，用神的话。
Lastly,
最后,
let's check into the room temperature in the home.
让我们在家里面调节这个家庭的气温。
The atmosphere in the home.
这个气氛，家里面的气氛。
It's so important.
这个非常的重要。
Sometimes you walk into the home, you smell mother because you smell food.
有时候你一进家，你好像闻到妈妈的气味，因为你闻到那个菜的饭菜的气味了。
There is some atmosphere that you can actually first notice when you first step into a home.
所以你进一个家的时候，其实你很快能够感受到这个家庭的气氛是什么。
Is the home peaceful?
这个家里平安吗？
In Luke chapter 10, 5 and 6, verses 5 and 6 says,
在路加福音这边说到，
When you enter a home, first say peace to this house. If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. If not, it will return to you.
无论进哪一家，先要说愿这一家平安。那你若有单得平安的，你们所求的平安就必临到那家，不然就归给你们了。
It's not saying that your home has to be in perfect peace. It says if anyone promote peace, if there is a peacemaker in the home that wants to promote peace.
不是说你那个家里面完完全全百分之百的平安的，而是有人愿意把这个平安带进家里面。
When anybody sees at home there's a peacemaker in there, go and bless them with peace.
如果家里面有一个愿意制造这个平安的，那进去就要祝福他。
So that their peace will be upon peace upon peace.
所以那个里面有一个 peacemaker， 这个平安就越来越多。
And have it abundantly.
最后就越来越多的平安在这个家里面。
May this picture also be realized in your home and my home.
愿意这样子一个图画在你的家，在我的家里面都能够实现。
If anyone promotes peace, let peace be rest on this family.
如果那里有一个人愿意来得到这个平安的，我们就祝福他。
Peace doesn't mean that we don't experience anything unusual or difficult.
平安不意味着我们不经历一些特殊的事情。
When you say, "Okay, give me peace," okay?
当你说给我平安的时候
and you start coming back and complain to Pastor Stephen, hey, I don't have peace. I have all kinds of health issues and job crisis and everything. I don't have peace.
当你回家去的时候回来跟父母说我没有平安啊那么多的事情
Maybe this is your misunderstanding. Peace is the peace in your heart regardless of situations.
平安是在你心里面的无论外面的情况怎么样
This is the supreme peace. This is the heavenly peace.
这是一种属天的平安。
No matter what happened outside, you still have peace.
不论外面发生什么，我心里还是有平安。
What a blessing of some kind of people.
哇，这是多么大的祝福。
When I look at the Facebook of my 师母 Reverend Mrs. Mack,
当我在 Facebook 看到说麦师母
，We learned that she has cancer.
我们知道了她有癌症。
And this is something she wrote.
这是她写的。
Well, my 师母 84 years old. She wrote this. Okay, let me Pastor Joanna read it in Chinese.
Okay, 这是她写的。这是我84岁的生日的照片，也是这天医生告诉我我有癌症。这个月20日星期二将开刀。沈牧师来信说，这是生命的曲折不如意。信靠驯服的功课你早也学会了只要小小的温习就完全平安了让我们彼此带到
麦师母 Reverend Mrs. Mack She's in her 80s 84 year old
麦师母已经84岁了
You know that Reverend Mack is completely blind actually
你知道麦牧师他眼睛完全看不见了都瞎了
Every time he comes to church and preach Reverend Mrs. Mack will be on his side.
每一次牧师来到教会来讲道的时候，都是师母陪着他。
I bet Reverend Mrs. Mack take up so much.
真的是他师母真是付出了很多。
And sometimes I think the husband will be more worried than the wife.
我真的觉得有时候这个丈夫真的很多要依赖这个太太。
But when Reverend Mrs. Mack says this,
当麦师母这样说的时候。
She says this is a little twist in the life.
她说这只是生活中一个小小的曲折。
That makes you feel uncomfortable.
这听到我们觉得不太舒服。
And you have learned already the lesson of trust and obey.
她说你已经学会了怎么样靠着神来得胜。
You only need a little review of the homework.
她说你只是要一点点的功课，什么
？And you will have perfect peace.
就是你有里面有完全的平安。
Perfect peace.
完全的平安。
She has sickness.
她病了。
But she has peace.
但是她有平安。
Just a little review.
Just 一点点的回顾。
May the same peace dwell in your home.
愿同样的平安临到你们的家里面。
Do you need peace today?
你今天需要平安吗?
Do you need peace today?
你今天需要平安吗?
Sincerely, I ask you, do you need peace today?
我真的是很诚恳地问你，你今天需要平安吗?
I'll repeat once again on this side, do you need peace today?
我在这边再重复，你们今天需要平安吗?
May you ask the peacemaker, the first peacemaker.
你要来求那赐平安的。
Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督。
Live in your life.
在你的心里面住。
Make you a peacemaker.
使你成为一个和平的使者。
And then the peace will come to your home, come to your relationship.
那平安就会到你的家里，到你的关系当中。
You are not alone.
你不是孤单的。
The church stand with you together.
教会与你一同走。
We are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们是在主里的弟兄姐妹。
We have a heavenly Father that is so mighty.
我们有一个天父上帝是这样全能的。
And make the impossible possible.
他可以使不可能的成为可能。
Let's trust in the Lord.
让我们信任神。
Fear the Lord.
我们敬畏神。
Build the wall.
我们来建造城墙。
As the peacemaker Jesus Christ into our home.
我们要这个和平之君进入我们的家里面。
Let peace and love dwell in your home.
让这个平安和爱在我们心里面。
Let us pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
我们一起来祷告，包括年轻人，我知道你会听国语，我们一起用国语来祷告。我们所有诚心的，第一，我盼望中间所有做丈夫的、做爸爸的，你在座位上，如果你已经坐不住，像我一样，因为你是男人，你被造是要保护这个家，你被造是要爱这个家。如果你像我一样的，愿意你举起圣洁的双手，你在上帝的面前说，上帝求你使用我，首先的复兴我，让这个平安从我开始。我不是看其他的人，乃是看我自己应该如何的去重新的复兴，重新的自己建造自己的家庭。恳求上帝今天就使用我，做一个父亲的，让我的祷告在上帝的面前每一句都被应验。又愿意当中我们做妻子的，我们说，上帝愿意我的丈夫能爱这个家，愿意这个丈夫能够爱你，让这个丈夫也能够爱我，我也愿意顺服丈夫在上帝面前的带领。也求上帝你的平安借着我们夫妻能够临到我们的家中，愿意我们三代同堂是由我们自己开始，不是由别人开始，因为上帝与我们同在，耶稣基督的生命也在我们的里边。这是我们诚心的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门，阿门。 Let's continue to worship the Lord.